Thousands of protesters in several cities in Nigeria have taken to the streets in recent days over an economic crisis. There's been some major unrest, and at least 13 protesters have died. NPR's West Africa correspondent Emmanuel Akinwutu has been reporting from those protests and joins us from Lagos. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
And why these protests now, do you think?
Well, I've lived in Nigeria for 8 years, and over that time, the economy has been in gradual decline. But over the last year, it's felt like free fall. There's been this brutal combination of unprecedented fuel prices, soaring food costs, high electricity tariffs, and it's led to one of the worst economic crises for decades. Things got really bad when the recently elected government came into power last May, and they immediately made some major reforms. They scrapped this fuel subsidy, which is one of the few benefits that Nigerians get from government. They also removed an electricity subsidy, loosened these much criticized currency controls. Bodies like the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, and also the World Bank, they actually praise these moves as a step in the right direction, but the impact has been crushing. You know, electricity costs have shot up, inflation has soared to its highest in almost 30 years. The government say that they understand and have pled for patience that these challenging times will pass, but many people just don't trust that things will get any better.
And Emmanuel, how are people there in Lagos coping?
You know, unfortunately, the reality for many people is that they're not. You know, Nigeria is one of the highest number of food insecure people in the world. And then the protests of the last few days, the message was more or less the same, that people are hungry. You know, here's one of the protesters, 50-year-old Blessing Rosemary.
Nigerians are suffering. We are suffering. The bag of rice is 75,000 naira. Why they are saying minimum wage is 70,000 naira?
You know, she mentions the 50 kg bag of rice, you know, the price of which has really soared. It's at least 75,000 naira now in most places. That's about $45. That's actually more than the monthly minimum wage, which is 70,000 naira. And that measure, the price of a bag of rice, has become this emotive benchmark in people's minds for food prices soaring beyond what most people can earn or afford.
Manuel, there's been similar protests in other African countries of late, and I wonder if there's any connection.
Yes, it's connected. You know, these countries like Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, they all are experiencing cost of living crises and they all have debt crises. You know, they've gone to the IMF for loans, and essentially to get those loans, they've had to implement budget cuts, austerity measures to meet the requirements. And those measures have had a huge impact on working people and low-income earners. And people are fed up because there's also huge frustration with corruption in each of these countries. These are very young populations. Here in Nigeria, the median age is just 19. And there's a lack of prospects, a lack of jobs, and it's deeply painful. And it's why we're seeing this kind of response on the streets.
Well, thanks very much for joining us with this important story today. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwutu, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.